Woke Activists Promote Drag Shows, Transgenderism in East Tennessee. By Spencer Lindquist on January 27, 2023. A report out of East Tennessee's Blount County reveals that all ages drag shows and other forms of LGBT activism are not limited to liberal areas but instead are spreading into conservative strongholds. Located just south of Knoxville, Tennessee, Blount County is home to roughly 135,000 residents. It is also a Republican stronghold, with former President Donald Trump receiving more than double the votes than President Joe Biden did in the county. But the county's political affiliation has not insulated its residents from the progressive agenda or from the campaign to expose children to inappropriate drag shows. A report from Misrule of Law documents how drag shows have been organized in the conservative community by a small but dedicated handful of woke activists. The article first points to Lisa Misosky, a business owner and member of the Blount County Chamber of Commerce, as one key member of this informal activist network. Misosky, who is also on the board of directors of the nonprofit Blount County Friends of the Library, applauded the work of a local liberal outlet in a letter to the editor, which read, "Despite the outcries of a small and dying contingency in the county, not everyone who lives and works here are white, heterosexual and so conservative that they border on fascist." One of Misosky's businesses, The Bird in the Book, hosted one event titled Drag Babies Night. The event was specifically intended to induct new people into drag culture, with an advertisement for the event reading, "Have you ever wanted to try drag?" before adding, "Now's your chance." Misosky attempted to host an all-ages drag show at The Book and the Bird before she was contacted by Maryville's chief of police, who spoke to the state attorney general and informed her that the event had to be canceled or modified due to the location's proximity to the church. The event went on but was altered to only allow attendees ages 18 and up. Meanwhile, a Nashville-based publication and daily newsletter called The Pamphleteer highlighted the role of Appalachian OU Treach, a pro-LGBT organization in the area. The group states that its goal is to impact change for all LGBTQ+ individuals, families, children, teens, and adults living in the East Tennessee area. According to Appalachian OU Treach's website, the organization hosts various events, including an LGBTQ+ family day, at Misosky's Pub, The Bird in the Book. When concerned citizens showed up to protest a Christmas-themed drag show taking place in Knoxville, Appalachian Outreach reposted a Facebook post, which read, "I need any and all photo and video anyone might have taken of the December 22nd Christmas drag show at the Tennessee Theater in downtown Knoxville. I am specifically looking for visuals of the protesters on the opposite side of the street, but any and all is appreciated." The pamphleteer also pointed out that Shannon Brown, the leader of Appalachian OU Treach, has her own clinical practice where she claims to be an expert in the area of transgender and non-binary health for children, teenagers and adults. Brown uses her clinical practice's website to direct people to Appalachian OU Treach. She also boasts that she maintains a membership with the World Professional Association of Transgender Health and is a member of the Appalachian LGBTQ+ Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Shannon has been working as an affirming professional with the transgender and non-binary communities for 17 years. Her website also reads before going on to note that she writes letters for gender-affirming and non-binary-affirming medical interventions. The clinic also employs Eden Batista, who writes letters for gender-affirming and non-binary-affirming medical interventions and describes herself as kink, polyamory/non-monogamy, and sex worker safe. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @SLindquist@Breitbart.com.